The Williams Sisters. On the evening of September the 8th, 2001, the Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing Meadows, New York, was completely full for the women's singles final of the U.S. Open. Other tennis stars, actors, musicians, politicians, and fans were there to see a historic event. The two dominant players in women's tennis for the past 2 years, Venus and Serena Williams, were playing against each other. It was the first Grand Slam final between two sisters in 117 years, and for the first time, two African-American tennis players were in a Grand Slam singles final. To reach a Grand Slam competition is the biggest achievement for a professional tennis player and is always a major event in his or her career. There are four Grand Slam competitions every year: the Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon in England, and the US Open. That night, in the Arthur Ashe Stadium, Venus beat Serena and won her second successive US Open championship. "I'm disappointed, but only a little, because Venus won," Serena said after the match. Their proud father, Richard, said, "The match was a dream come true." It certainly was. Richard Williams and his wife, Oracine, lived in Compton, a poor, dangerous neighborhood in Los Angeles, with many gangs and criminals. Richard worked as a manager for a security company, and Oracine worked as a nurse. They had three daughters, Yetundi, Isha, and Lindria. On June the 11th, 1978, Richard watched the French Open on television and saw the winner receive a check for 100,000 francs. At that moment, he made a decision. "My children will be tennis players," he thought. He bought some books and videos about tennis and taught himself and Oracine how to play. Richard and Oracine loved the game, and they practiced every day on the public tennis courts near their house. Venus was born on June the 17th, 1980. Serena was born a year later, on September the 26th, 1981. When Venus was 4 years old, Richard took her to the public tennis courts and began to teach his young daughter the game of tennis. When Serena was four, she also went for a daily tennis lesson with her father and sister. The Williams sisters were different to most future professional players because the girls learned on public courts and not in private tennis clubs. The public courts in Compton were in very bad condition and were often dangerous. "We play in hell," Richard once told a sports magazine. "But now gang members know us and protect us when the shooting starts." It was soon evident that the two sisters were very talented at tennis. Richard quickly put them on the junior tennis circuit. On those circuits, young players participate in amateur competitions. This is an essential step for future professional tennis players because they learn to play under pressure against other promising players. Venus and Serena quickly attracted people's attention because of their dominance over the other players in their respective groups. When Venus entered an event, she won it, and she had a consistent ranking of number one in the Southern California 12 and under girls division. Serena entered her first tournament at the age of 4.5. During the next 5 years, she played in 49 tournaments and won 46 of them. In 1989, the sisters played against each other for the first time in a tournament, and Venus won. "We didn't enter Serena," said their mother, Oracine, "but she entered herself, completed all the forms, and organized everything. She was 8 years old." The national press soon began to pay attention to the Williams sisters. On July the 3rd, 1990, the New York Times published an article about Venus with the title, "Status, Undefeated. Future, Rosie. Age, 10. 9 months later, she appeared in a front-page story in the same newspaper. Richard and Oracine were worried about their daughter's early fame. They decided that it must not interfere with their childhood. "She must be a little girl while she is a little girl. That's important for us," Richard said about Venus. There were three rules in the Williams home. Number one, no one answered the phone before 10 a.m., so that it was possible for everyone to get dressed and have breakfast in peace. Number two, Richard and Oracine did not allow Venus and Serena to give the name of their school to the press. Even so, the girls changed schools 3 times to escape from reporters. Number 3, the girls must get excellent marks at school. Richard and Orosine didn't like the junior circuit because the parents generally demanded too much from their children. They also didn't like the racist attitude among some of the parents. When a white girl lost to my daughter, the parents said to her, "We're disappointed. Why did you let that black girl defeat you?" "They really said that," said Richard. In September 1991, the professional tennis coach Rick Matchy offered the Williams sisters a full scholarship to study at his tennis academy in Florida. It was an easy decision for Richard to make. He took the girls out of the junior circuit and moved the family to Florida. Venus and Serena worked very hard and made great progress under Matchy's supervision. 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 4 years, Matchy said of their training. They hit 200 serves a day. The girls now received professional training, but their parents still expected them to excel in their studies. I remember many, many times when Richard cancelled training sessions because Venus got bad marks at school, said Matchy. When Venus was 14, she decided to become a professional tennis player. People criticised Richard. In their opinion, Venus was too young and Richard only wanted money. "It was Venus's decision," Richard responded. Venus's first professional tournament was in California in October 1994. She caused a sensation in her first match when she beat the world number 59. Venus lost her next match, her first defeat in a professional match, but she impressed all the spectators. It was important to Richard that Venus enjoyed her young years. He made sure that she played in no more than 5 tournaments in 1995 and in no more than 9 in 1996. On May the 22nd, 1995, Reebok signed a $12 million contract with Venus. This was impressive because Venus was only 15 years old. It showed that Reebok really believed in her. Serena too became a professional player when she was 14. Her professional debut was in a tournament in Quebec, in Canada. She lost her first match in less than an hour, but this didn't worry Serena or her father. Both she and Venus continued with their training, their studies, and with selected appearances in professional tournaments. During the rest of 1995 and 1996, they worked patiently to improve their game. The sisters' style of play is now familiar. Venus, the older sister, is 1.84 meters tall and is the quicker of the two. Serena, the younger sister, is 1.78 meters tall and is the more powerful player. Both women are as fast as lightning, are aggressive, and have got ferocious serves. Today, Venus is the fastest woman server in the world. Her serves travel at 200 kilometers an hour. Venus made her Wimbledon debut in June 1997. She began well in her first round match and won the first set 6-4. But she lost her concentration in the second set and so lost the match. Venus out of orbit and Venus back to Earth were some of the headlines in the newspapers the next day. The negative stories in the press didn't affect Venus. "It's my first Wimbledon. There will be many more," she said confidently. In September 1997, Venus played in her first US Open and became the first unseeded finalist in the history of this tournament. She was also the first African-American woman to play in a final since Althea Gibson in 1958. Venus lost to Martina Hingis, but impressed everyone, including her rival. "She played better and better," said Hingis after the match. "For the first time, we saw that she's a great player." Serena also finished 1997 very well. In November, she got to the finals of the Ameritech Cup, her 5th professional tournament. On the way, she beat both world number 7, Mary Pierce, and world number 4, Monica Seles. Ranked at 304, Serena became the lowest-ranked player to beat 2 top 10s in the same tournament. Her ranking jumped to 102. The sisters played against each other for the first time in a professional tournament in the Australian Open in January 1998. They met in the second round and Venus won 7-6, 6-1, but then lost in the quarterfinals. Serena's consolation for her defeat by her elder sister came later in the month when she signed a 5-year, $12 million contract with a sports company, Puma. The contract had one important condition. Serena had to be ranked in the top 10. 15 months later, she reached that ranking. Venus won her first singles title in March 1998. With the win, her ranking jumped to number 12. The same day, Venus played in the doubles competition with Serena, and they won. It was a wonderful day for both girls. The year 1998 continued to go really well for the sisters. Venus was in the top 10 for the first time in her career. And in June, Serena got into the top 20 when she played in a quarterfinals match in Eastbourne, England. That year also, for the first time, Serena advanced further than her sister in a tournament. Venus, however, got to the quarterfinals in 3 of the 4 Grand Slam events: the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon, and to the semi-finals in the US Open. By the beginning of 1999, both Serena and Venus were celebrities in the tennis world. They played incredible tennis, designed their own tennis clothes, and were good friends. Even today, the sisters live together, practice together, and share the same hotel suites when they travel. They both love dogs, fashion, and playing the guitar. They're very close, even when they play against each other. "We're the same person with two separate hearts," Serena once said. Finally, the girls decided to play in the same tournament only when it was a really important event. In the second round of the Australian Open in 1999, the sisters played each other again, and once again, Venus beat her younger sister. When the match finished, Venus walked to Serena and said, "I'm sorry, Serena." Then both sisters left the court, talking and smiling. They looked more like very good friends than adversaries. "Tennis is a game. It's not your life," Serena said. "We really believe in family." In March 1999, Serena defeated the famous player Steffi Graf. "I want to reach my potential now. I see Venus as my biggest competition," she said after the match. A few weeks later, the sisters played each other once again. Venus won and ended a series of 16 wins by Serena. In some people's opinion, the Williams sisters are too arrogant. But is it arrogance, or is it that the sisters are honest about their self-confidence? "I don't come to tournaments to make friends. I come to be the best. I'm not cruel, and I play fairly," said Venus. One of the sisters finally won a Grand Slam singles title at the US Open in September 1999. Orosin expected older sister Venus to be the first to win in a Grand Slam event, but it didn't happen that way. Venus lost to Martina Hingis in the semi-finals, and Serena beat Hingis in the final. Spectators noticed that Venus looked a little sad while she watched her younger sister play in the final. "It was almost like a death for Venus," Orosin said of her daughter's defeat by Hingis. Serena was the first African-American woman to win a Grand Slam singles title since Althea Gibson in 1958. Her win with Venus in the doubles competition also made her the fifth woman to win both the singles and doubles titles in the same year. After the tournament, she received a phone call from President Clinton and his daughter Chelsea. Serena continued to play very well, and she beat Venus for the first time in a tournament. Things didn't go well for Venus after her defeat. She got tendonitis in both hands and didn't play for almost 6 months. In June 2000, Venus returned to the circuit and got to the quarterfinals in the French Open. After that, she was unbeatable and won her first Wimbledon and Grand Slam singles title. When she won the final point, Venus did a hip-hop victory dance, climbed into the spectators' area, and ran to her father and sister. She put her arms round Serena while Richard cried with happiness. In September, Venus won the US Open. It was the second Grand Slam title for Venus and gave her 26 victories without a defeat. It was now Venus's turn to receive a phone call from the president. Venus and Serena were in the US team in the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia, and Venus won the singles gold medal. She was the second woman ever to win Wimbledon, the US Open, and an Olympic gold medal in the same year. As she stood on the winner's platform, she cried, "I did it for me, for my country, for my family, for the team," she said. The following day, Venus was on the winner's platform again. She got her second gold medal when she and Serena won the doubles competition in only 50 minutes. The climax of Venus's incredible year came in November when the influential American sports magazine, Sports Illustrated, named her Sportswoman of the Year. In December, she signed a new contract with Reebok, but this time it was for $40 million. The contract gave her the opportunity to design clothing and shoes for Reebok. A few weeks later, Venus signed a 3-year contract with Wilson's Leather to create leather products. Both she and Serena hope to have their own worldwide fashion design business in 5 years. Both sisters continued to be an extraordinary presence in the tennis world during 2001. Serena advanced to the quarterfinals in the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon. Venus got to the semifinals in the Australian Open and won Wimbledon for the second successive year. Venus won the US Open in the historic match against her sister. In 2002, Venus and Serena played each other in the finals of both the French Open and Wimbledon. Serena won both matches, but she was much more excited about winning in Wimbledon. "At the beginning of the year, I decided that most of all, I wanted to win Wimbledon, and I didn't care what else happened. I wanted to become a part of so much prestige, so much history." After these wins, Serena's ranking was world number one in women's tennis, and Venus was number two. They were now the most dominant players in women's tennis. Later that year, Venus and Serena played against each other once more in the US Open, and once again, Serena won. Her black tennis dress also caused quite a sensation at the Open that year. One thing was still important for Richard Williams. Venus and Serena must be excellent students and not only excellent tennis players. "Our parents made sure that we got our education so that we had the possibility of becoming more than just athletes," Venus said. When Venus and Serena visit schools, they always tell the students that education is very important. Although Venus and Serena are superstars in their sport, they know there is more to life than tennis, and they don't intend to play tennis forever. Venus wants to be an architect, and Serena wants to be a vet. The sisters take classes at colleges in Florida. They also want to have their own TV show. They donate money to many charities and give free tennis classes to poor children. Recently, a toy company made dolls of the sisters. The president of the company said, "A big reason why we chose Venus and Serena was because they are popular and inspirational figures." When they received the dolls, Serena said, "I think that this helps to demonstrate a very important thing. Work hard and excel at what you do, and anything is possible."